can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Also on Facebook Live. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll as well at 99.3 ESPN. Follow me at Twitter at Craig ESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. All right, I'm back. I had one eye on the Indiana game the first hour. Just indulge me.
Nick Fury.
We lost. It's over.
Yep.
You were watching your Providence team earlier.
Yeah, thought they'd lose today. They did.
Your Tar Heels in action tonight?
Yep. Louisville.
And then
7 o'clock. Losses in the ACC for the Tar Heels this year, so look to avenge that.
Cuse is in after yesterday's win. I think they're in. So
yeah,
they're in.
Tyus Battle, Battle for Syracuse. I've got his first name right there. Bruce Tailbone, do you bring him back tonight, or do you let him get healthy and try to make a little run in the tournament?
If he could play, bring him in. I mean,
how long is Zion going to play tonight?
That's
15 minutes.
He is playing
a half. 12 minutes, 15 minutes and a half?
Full board, man.
No,
I don't think so. I think he pays between 12
and
15
minutes. I'd say 10, 12 minutes and a half.
Are we assuming Duke is coasting? Or are they going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
All right. If they're coasting, yeah, limited.
If they're coasting, they're not going to get a number one seed.
If they're not, no.
They're not going to get a number one seed right now. They have to win the ACC.
If they are coasting, they will be.
What Craig's saying is if you're up 15 with 10 to go in the second,
absolutely, but.
There's no reason to bring him in.
But if it's a close game, he'll get regular minutes if he's in shape for it.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Florida State, Va Tech, they played a great game just a couple weekends ago. I believe Florida State won in overtime in that game.
Yeah. I like Va Tech.
They're playing
with
the winner getting Virginia tomorrow night in the semifinals.
Yeah. All right, do we want to update the first hour of our Twin Peaks Twitter poll? We had a couple asinine questions, which I thought were really fun.
Yeah, well, all right, let me do that now. Just give me a 10 seconds, not even 10 seconds. Count to...
We somehow we
go. Okay, so at 99.3 ESPN Radio, would you rather have $20 million today or go back in time 20 years with all the knowledge you have today? Over 110 votes so far. 54% say $20 million now. Should have met tax-free, too. 46% go back 20 years. And then which superpower would you rather have with the amendment that temperature will not affect you in cold elements? 55% say invisibility. 45% say flying.
More were invisible? I'm sorry.
55% invisible.
Okay.
45% flying.
I think it'd be fun to be invisible.
But you could do some very mischievous things if you were invisible.
God.
Yeah. But you better be quiet, too. Yeah. You can be invisible, but if you knock a vase over.
If you're in a fog, you can be seen.
Vase.
If you're in a fog, you could be seen. There are ways you can be exposed. Somebody doused you with a hose.
Right.
You could be seen.
What kind of lousy invisibility ability do you have?
Have you not seen
my invisibility?
The invisible man?
Would be
no, you can't. No,
foolproof and constant.
No,
if I wanted
Kevin
to.
Bacon,
you'd have to have a shield. Exactly. Hollow Man.
Hollow Man. Yeah,
the original.
Am I truly invisible, or am I holding a cloak over me like
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
The cloak of invisibility.
See, now that seems like a lot of work. You got to carry it around all the time. I mean, if you're true invisibility,
no cloaks, not like that, or like Lord of the Rings where they had the cloak too there. No. This is pure invisibility, but invisible, you can be exposed.
All right, fine. If you fly, you could crash. If you could be a human being that flies.
Yeah.
You could crash.
It's a good point.
Would you have superpower like Iron Man to survive a fall from?
No, you just have one superpower.
No, Iron Man's in a suit.
Okay, I'm just saying.
That's a big difference. Apples and oranges.
Okay, Incredible Hulk fell from wherever he was jumping around off the top of a building, fell through a building. He survived the fall.
He survived, but if you remember...
That's incredible strength.
He was more leaping than flying. Leaping.
But if you remember in the old Bill Bixby series, when they brought back, I think it was the second or third and the last Incredible Hulk movie, that's how he died. He fell out of a plane and Bill Bixby crashed to the earth, and that's how he died. finally, from, you know, 30,000 feet up.
Wow.
That was the end of that.
That was the end of that. Tough way to go.
Tough way to go.
It's one way I would not want to go.
Now, funny you say that, actually, because in the first Avengers, I believe, survived a fall from 30,000 feet.
Right, I just watched that the other day.
Let's keep a little consistency here, Marvel.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. All right, now we got the important stuff.
Yeah, now a couple of things. One, Adam Schefter reporting this today from Clemson, believe it or not. So former Bills quarterback J.P. Loseman, remember him?
Yeah.
38-year-old offensive coach at Clemson. He threw the ball to wide receivers and DBs so well at the school's pro day today that an NFL team actually asked him if he had any interest in coming back to the NFL, in which he last played a game in 2011. He said no. He said he declined.
Eight years later. What is going on?
And then.
It's probably the Dolphins.
You wouldn't even make the AAF right now.
James Palmer. Yes, that one on NFL Network. Today, moments ago, John Elway said, quote, about Joe Flacco, plays the position exactly how the Broncos envision it being played, and said that he's just getting into his prime. Joe Flacco, 34 years old.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
One thing I can tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here, Joe Flacco is not in his prime. He's past his prime by about 5 years.
And, you know, bingo, you hit the nail on the head. Elway also apparently pointed to Flacco's decent 2014 under then-Ravens OC Gary Kubiak as a reason for optimism. Oh. That's 5 years ago.
Here we go.
What in the hell are you talking about? The guy has been one of the worst quarterbacks the last several years.
Guys don't get, and I think Chris pointed this out up the air, guys don't get better, their hips don't get better, okay? He had a hip
ailment. What is John Elway smoking?
He had a lower back. It is Denver. You're allowed to smoke whatever you want over there.
Here's what I think about John Elway saying that, is that's John Elway talking about himself, because his late runs to the Super Bowl, any logical football fan will tell you, that was TD. That was Terrell Davis.
Got him over the hump.
That's what got him over the hump. Yeah. But John Elway, I don't think, wants to admit that.
Yeah, but the other thing, you know, and people forget back
in the
day. He
can win as an old quarterback.
I think that myth is so overrated that Denver didn't have a running game. Sammy Winder was a good running. They had a real good running game. You can't be up 10-0 in a Super Bowl and give up 42 points to Washington. Yeah. You can't be, you can't lose 55-10 to San Francisco.
Terrell Davis was a Hall of Famer, though. 2,000
absolutely.
Yards.
Absolutely.
TD. It's almost
not
like
quit
he football.
Never had a running game back in the day. And it took an Ernest Byner fumble and an incredible drive by Elway back in the late 80s to get them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's not belittle that. That's his peak moment of his career, that drive.
No, and he was phenomenal. And in two Super Bowls, look, he's one of my favorite players of all time. Don't get me wrong, but his judgment about quarterbacks and what he says is off the chart ridiculous.
Well, this just adds to it by presuming that Joe Flacco's in his prime.
Well, I mean, just getting into his prime because of what happened 5 years ago with Kubiak? Kubiak might be better at quarterback now.
Kubiak was trying to leave and get a job as recently as 8 weeks ago. He was interviewing for jobs.
Yeah.
So I don't know how rosy it is there. I've never thought that Elway and Kubiak had the warmest of relationships. And I know they've worked together, and I know Kubiak was his backup as a player. I heard a story once that, I forget where it was, but Kubiak and Elway were together diagramming plays. I don't know if it was in front of some people or whatever. Anyway, Kubiak was showing how he would have done a play, and he would have checked down on it. And Elway says, yeah, you would. Here's the real play. You know, go for it long. He kind of took a dig at him, and he was always his understudy and always his backup, and I think that was the difference between the two. But so I never knew what the relationship was. Well, Elway definitely had some arm talent that Kubiak did not.
Not even close. I mean, that you're talking about night and day.
Kubiak was very serviceable backup.
Very serviceable. May have been able to
didn't have to do much.
This day and age? If he was in his prime at this day and age,
$20 million.
I'd take him over Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Any day of the week.
Speaking of who you would take, this off of Mike Florio put a piece together here. We still have, it was Michael Davis Smith on Pro Football Talk. We still have 39 of the top 100 free agents still available.
It's almost 40.
That's almost 40. It's Here almost are 80. Some of the names. Maybe you have an idea where you would like some of these people to go. And Ndamukong Suh, still available. Mm-hmm. Intriguing. There was some chit-chat a little while ago. Maybe the Browns were kicking the tires on him to add to that already formidable defensive line that they have.
Oh.
Exactly.
Miles Garrett, Olivier Vernon, Ndamukong Suh, and Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah, game over.
For a front four?
Yeah.
Us three could play linebacker.
That, yeah, right.
In front of that?
That's the threesome foursome.
I'm versatile.
Are you versatile?
You're the inside.
I'm like
Honey Badger.
The mic. I'm like Honey Badger.
You're the mic.
I am the mic.
More like a punter.
I'm strong side, Craig.
Are you?
Left side.
Left side. Let's see. Ron Darby available. Eagles corner. Not too bad. Golden Tate, as we mentioned earlier on the show, who was interested in kicking the tires with the Patriots. Already,
Patriots or the Steelers, that's who he's going to go to. One of those two.
If money's the same, I mean, what is there a decision?
I don't know.
The Steelers are going down. The Patriots are maintaining.
I don't think the Steelers are going. I think we're going to halt the brakes, and the Steelers are going to just fade into oblivion. I don't think it's going to be anything like that at all.
No,
they're going to be right there with the Browns.
You think that the spirit is lightened and the load is lightened mentally because they don't have two very boisterous people in the locker room? By the way, we're also the most talented people in the locker room.
I think their coach cost them two games last year. Not the players so much.
He's still coaching.
I know.
That's not fixed.
I know, but they're only, you know.
He hasn't shown the ability to change.
They were a game and a half. I know. They were a game and a half from making the playoffs.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Let's see. Defensive tackle Muhammad Wilkerson, still available. Defensive end Bruce Irvin.
Jared Cook, the tight end. That's good.
Tell you, I mentioned money, this though. The other day. I'm interested in linebacker Justin Houston. The Chiefs let him go. I still think he's pretty good.
Isaiah Crowell just got released recently by the Jets.
Jets let him go. One. He's very good. Safety, Clinton Dix. Is he still in the league? Linebacker Clay Matthews.
He's not that old.
It seems like he's been around forever.
Haha?
Would you mind looking that up out of a curiosity?
I'm going to say 5 seasons.
Is that all? I mean, he was with the Packers all those years, right? And then, I don't know. All right. I could be wrong. Let's go with a feel.
He's 26.
All right. It's younger than I thought. Randall Cobb. Kicker Steven Gostkowski still available. And Pete, I read a report.
Been in the league 5 years.
Okay. I read a report, I can't remember where, that the Patriots are they're not saying that Gronk is coming back, but they're kind of saying, yeah, cautiously optimistic there'll be maybe one more year.
I think it's been that way for a month. And I still don't know for sure. But it's basically, the story really hasn't changed. He's supposed to have said something, but then 2 weeks he didn't. It's been over a month now.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit better than 50-50, but right now, I would say probably yeah, but I'm not entirely positive about that.
Why not put another $15 million in your back pocket and then call it a day?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he's what? He's a little more than 4 weeks coming off the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Still early.
Yeah.
Still early. Was it you yesterday when we were watching Kyler Murray? You saw somebody with the Dolphins gear on in the background?
Yeah, I thought it was Matt Moore.
Okay, it was.
Yeah.
It was. That's what I wanted to bring it up. Matt Moore transitioning into his next career. He does not have a title with the Dolphins, but he's working with the scouting department.
Kind of like one of those the guys who get hired at Alabama, an analyst.
Yeah, something right. like that. Although he did go with Jim Caldwell. So I don't know if Jim Caldwell's taking him under his wing and kind of teaching him.
Oh, is that who he was?
Caldwell was there.
At the combine with?
But you probably did see Matt Moore in the background there. And
just real quick, when you look at the Steelers, you're talking about Ben Roethlisberger at running back, James Conner, Jalen Samuels, and you got Juju Schuster. Juju Smith-Schuster, James Washington, Dante Moncrief, Ryan Switzer, Eli Rogers, and Vance McDonald at tight end. That's not bad.
No.
At all.
McDonald's a good tight end.
He's real good tight end. That's the reason why
Juju showed us what he could do last year. Now, I think it's interesting him being put in that number one spot as a wide receiver, where if they are going to double somebody, it's going to be him now, not AB.
Yeah, but I thought he did pretty well after AB was out for a couple games.
That's all fine and dandy. Who's stopping the ball on the other side?
That's the side of the ball.
We still replaced Ryan Shazier 2 years later.
Yeah.
That's the side of the ball where
it's falling apart. All right, Tiger Woods with another drive. He likes it. He's picking up the peg, as they say. What hole is he on? I have completely lost
touch
with this. What is he? Is he one over?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good job, Tiger.
Yeah, this is 7.
continue to keep
actually really lucky, really good weather up there. This, remember we talked about this last year when they said they're going to make the change.
Well,
I'm worried about this week.
It's interesting. They got a front that's going to move through on Friday night. Yeah. That's going to completely shift the winds to where the wind's coming out of the north, which is
cold.
Well, and it's how the course was set up to play.
Right.
Play into the wind on a lot of these holes. So I think on today and tomorrow, you'll see a pretty low scoring average. But by the weekend, when those greens, they firm them up a little bit, they put in their tough Sunday pin locations. It's
when you say it was designed to play, and I've heard others on our show say that too, to make it more challenging.
Yeah.
If you got to go into a steady wind, then things become more challenging.
Called the trade wind.
Yeah.
The normal wind for that time of the year coming out of the north.
So right now it's a piece of cake. It's beautiful. Probably low scores.
Yeah, that front hasn't moved through yet. It'll move through Friday afternoon, Friday night, and then the winds will switch, and it'll get a little breezy on Saturday,
too.
Well,
if it's going to move through then, how's it going to affect me and Pete out at Stream Song?
It will not reach down here.
Yeah, they're a little farther north than where we're going to be at Stream Song on Saturday.
Right, yeah, because that's Jacksonville, Pontevedra Beach, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Ooh. All right.
Pontevedra.
The Bears are signing Ha-Ha Clinton Dix to a one-year deal.
Oh, cross him off the list.
Oh, hold on.
Fake news! Ian Rappaport!
It's Ian Rappaport.
All right, we need a second source before we can break in on that.
I like our new developing news sounder, though. I like that.
That was good. Chris sprung that on us yesterday.
Well, Beasley said his decision as a free agent came down to the Cowboys, Patriots, and Buffalo, but says he likes to get more opportunity to catch balls in Buffalo.
He seems like a Patriots wide receiver.
Why don't you just stay in Dallas? He would have got plenty of opportunity there, too.
No, apparently not.
Yep. I mean, those three, the Bills are the last team I'd go to. We did the thing on free agency in desirable spots. Buffalo was low.
They might have paid him more.
I mean, he got a four-year deal. I think it was 4 for $29 million. For Cole Beasley.
You got to remember, too.
He fleeced the Bills.
Remember, he said at the end of the year that he didn't feel like Dallas tried to incorporate him in the offense, that he started to, the numbers he put up the first, outside of the 2 minute offenses were not good. It was the 2 minute offense where he really thrived.
He was on a IR last year, but my man Braxton Berrios is right there. So I mean, I think he's going to make the. I think he has a great shot to make the team, and that's another slot guy.
Okay,
great talent out of University of Miami. So that's another. I think that's another reason why they're not going after Cole Beasley or that type yet.
Golden Tate's that type.
Yeah.
He's the slot, the shifty slot receiver. I mean,
nice yak.
But he's not better than Julian Edelman. I mean, Julian Edelman, he doesn't exclusively line up in the slot, but I think that's where he's
best. When Amendola and Edelman were on the field together, that was hell for a lot of – that was tough for a lot of teams. And you had Gronka. I mean, that's tough.
Where's Edelman going? Lions.
Detroit.
Amendola.
Or Amendola, sorry.
Yes. They're the same guy.
Along with Jesse James, you got your tight end. Your Lions are looking good.
I'm somewhat pleased so far with free agency in Motown. We'll see what we do in the draft. Going to be cautious. One game at a time, Pete. One free agent at a time. One draft pick at a time. Yeah. One game at a time. So you start looking ahead, it's very dangerous.
I think the Dolphins, if they don't get Teddy Bridgewater, I was thinking about it last night. I don't know where they go.
I don't know where they are going. I can't figure them out.
If they don't get them, then they're going to draft a quarterback, I think, with the 13th pick. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they gamble and see if maybe lesser quarterback is available.
You got to have a veteran in that quarterback room. And
again, Fitzpatrick is still out there.
Does a Blake Bortles count as the veteran backup?
I think they're going to get that done. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going
to
be.
They're in a spot though. If he does decide to go to New Orleans,
they are.
I mean, he's got. Have we seen? Is it a 1 year or 2 year deal that Miami's given him? I thought I saw 1 year last night, but anyway,
they want it's one or two more million than what the Saints.
Yeah, I think he had a 2 year offer from the Saints.
Yeah,
so
that's more money by the Dolphins. 1 or 2 million more.
What do you do? I mean, here's the deal. I always say you should go be a starter and take your chance. But if you're going to a stripped down organization where you're just going to get pummeled,
you
got nobody to throw to. I don't know what you do.
You know what his worst nightmare is?
You or Teddy Bridgewater?
Chris.
Yeah, what?
If Teddy Bridgewater comes here and does really, really well.
Yeah, I don't want that.
at 26 years old.
I mean, I hope
old,
Teddy Bridgewater
makes it through the whole season, and the Dolphins say win 10,
he's our guy.
10 games. Then what do you do?
Oh, they're not winning 10. Not winning the problem 10. Is he comes in and wins
what
5, and then they don't
forget
get a good draft
five.
Pick.
No, no, no. Forget 5.
Teddy Bridgewater's not coming in on this team as it is constructed and winning 10.
What if he does? Stranger things have
happened. It can't even be fathomable. In that division
okay.
with the Jets?
Okay, 9. What do you think? What do you think? Le'Veon Bell's going to automatically put them up at the 10 wins?
Right now the Jets are better than the Dolphins.
$10 says
the Patriots are okay.
$10 says doesn't make it through the season.
The Bills are better.
The Jets will screw it up. It's what they do.
But I don't see any talent on the Dolphins. None. None. They are the worst team in that division. They're battling with the Bills. Yep. Sorry. Yeah. And the Bills at least know who their quarterback in the future is.
I don't think that there are two defensive ends on this roster right now.
Right. Cameron Wake bolted.
Granted, they got some. All I'm saying is
Charles
all right,
Harris.
So, all right, so he comes. All right, so he wins 8 games.
Well, that's the worst case scenario. 8
yeah,
games.
Exactly.
You're right in the middle. You're mediocre. No, oh my God, Chris would be beside himself with an 8-8 season.
Yeah,
a couple of things happening. Saints are signing former Patriots first round defensive tackle Malcolm Brown to a 3-year, $15 million deal. If he stays healthy, he's a real good player. And the 49ers are signing former Chargers cornerback Jason Verrett to a 1-year. $3.6 million deal. That's a guy that's been hurt 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah, I think it was a ruptured Achilles last year.
That was and that happened in OTAs, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so because it was right after the Hunter Henry.
Yeah,
they had an onslaught of
horrible.
Injuries.
Yep, no doubt.
Last May.
All right, coming up.
Boise out to a big lead on Nevada.
We'll get you caught up on all the latest college basketball conference tournaments going on, the latest from the Players' Championship. Tiger Woods just landed on the green on number 7. And how close did LeBron James get to being traded during the trade deadline? We'll have a few stories revolving around the Lakers. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Yeah, classic. See ya, Frankie.
Tiger Woods with a birdie on number 7. That's a pretty curvy, hilly
16-foot.
Dropped it.
Center of the cup.
So now he's even. Still that's, 7 strokes off the pace.
Actually, the beginning of that song is not sung by Frankie Valli. Later on it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What are you look, guys?
Good tune.
Nice.
Was it one of the
classic.
Four seasons?
Yes, absolutely.
Was it spring or summer?
Did you see the movie? You know the background of the group?
Which movie?
Yeah, I did.
Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Great
I didn't think I would
movie.
Like it, and it was very good. Very entertaining.
Very well done.
I did not see it.
Very well done.
Jordan Spieth, double bogey.
Was it? They had a tough time getting on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a tough time getting a couple that you're too good to be true was it was almost like with Queen and
Bohemian Rhapsody
because it was too long and it opera and with You're Just Too Good to Be True it had a very slow start and it had the brass section, but that was one of their later hits. So was Oh What a Night. That was one of their later hits too.
Good tune.
December 63. Yeah.
I have a few questions for some people out there. There are some good stories revolving around LeBron James. First of all, we know all the drama going into the trade deadline. We don't need to rehash all that. But apparently, Jeanie Buss, the owner of the Lakers, was so frustrated with all of the trade talk. Because remember, LeBron's agent is Rich Paul. That is also Anthony Davis's agent with the Pelicans. She was so frustrated at one point with the trade and all the talks and all the rumors that everybody was on the table except LeBron that Jeanie Buss let it be known to Paul, to Rich Paul, how about if I just trade LeBron and be done with all this mess? To the point where Rich Paul had to personally call Jeanie Buss to kind of clear the air a little bit. I found that intriguing. That and very believable, by the way.
How great would that have been?
Oh, it would have been fantastic.
AD for LeBron straight up.
Yeah. That would be a trade that would be worthwhile instead of taking all the junk pieces of the Lakers and trying to, get a superstar.
Go play in New Orleans for a few years, LeBron.
That would have been hilarious.
According to Mark Spears, who used to be at ESPN, now with the undefeated, there is, quote, no way that the Pelicans will trade Davis to the Lakers. Right. Quote, I have been told there's no way Anthony Davis is coming to L.A. through the Pelicans. They're just not going to do it.
Mark Spears and Michael Wilbon both saying that today. Mm-hmm. So out of spite, I love it. That's a good – that helps your Celtics chances a little bit as well.
But I just don't that's all well and good that out of spite, but even if there wasn't spite, the Lakers simply don't have the assets to give up to get Davis. They don't have it. So spite, no spite.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's spite, but it doesn't really matter because they don't have the juice, so they would have done the deal.
Now, a third story spinning off of this, and this was done by Rick, is it Bucher or Bucher of the
Bucher.
Bucher of the Bleacher Report.
Bucher.
He talked to several GMs around the league to gauge what interest there might be in LeBron James. Now, if this were a year ago, everybody wanted LeBron. This year, not too many want him. No, it's a large consensus around the league that nobody would want him. One Eastern Conference owner said, trading for James, I would not want to gut my team for a player that is not committed and is toward the end of his career. A Western Conference owner said, I wouldn't roll up the Brinks truck and give more than one protected first-round pick for him at this point.
Wow.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
Yeah?
And I feel the same way, too. I don't know how you look at how he played this year and say, oh, yeah, that guy, he's in it.
Okay, let's take away the injury, which you can't, but let's take away the 17-game injury where all of a sudden it looked like LeBron aged 5 years.
They had blown out Golden State on Christmas Day. They were in the fourth seed then.
Go back in the time machine to Christmas Day. How do we feel about LeBron then? Because I think there's this stigma that, okay, well, he really got injured. We thought it was going to be just a couple games. Turned out to be 17 games.
But then
he comes back and his heart's not in it.
I can't do that because I saw the defense that he played when he came back.
Right. His heart's not in it now. That's a problem.
I saw that he said he was in playoff mode, but I don't believe that he was.
Right.
Yeah, that was a PC thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, he just...
And we saw when, what's his name, pushed him to play
Kuzma.
Defense. Kuzma.
That's my favorite highlight of the year.
Yeah.
Number one, Kuzma pushing LeBron James out to the perimeter to close out on a shot.
But all these people out there that thought LeBron was just going to go there, snap his fingers, and everything was going to be, oh, here we go, the automatic playoff. You're wrong. We told you were going to be wrong. Injury aside, look, I mean, what, Lonzo Ball was? I mean,
I think we needed
things to be perfect for that team to be in around the eighth seed.
We were all in agreement, I think, coming into the season. And we said, okay, like you just said, if things go right, they'll not have home court for the first round.
I never thought he would just snap his fingers and they'd be, you know, he'd do what he did.
Not
Cleveland
us.
With four
some
no,
did.
No, but I did think he thought he was going to go there, snap his fingers, and all these free agents were going to want to go play with him. I did think that he thought that.
Because
he did.
NBA player that LeBron came into the league with, all of his boys, his friends, Dwayne Wade's not a number two piece anymore.
Right.
Carmelo Anthony is not on a roster anymore.
Not in the league, right.
Chris Paul, he's the one guy that's managed to like continue his career from that time period. But remember, he's like 5 years younger than what LeBron is.
Yeah.
Or at least came into the league at least 3, 4, 5 years after LeBron did.
Mm-hmm.
That LeBron era NBA player is getting phased out, and it's a new guy that LeBron beat up on for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go play with him. No,
239 says this conversation alone is why LeBron and Jordan should never be compared. Okay, let's take Jordan's Wizards years. Oh, was it 1 year or two?
Two.
Whatever it was, let's take it away. It was very forgettable. In my mind, I mean, Jordan went out on top, got the sixth title, and left with a championship. I mean, we didn't see the drop off until, and we knew he was just fooling around with the Wizards. We knew. It's totally a different deal. I mean, LeBron, just a year ago, was still in his prime and the best player ever and all this yada, yada, yada. In less than 12 months, we've seen him become what he is now, a disinterested player who's injured. We never saw that out of Michael Jordan.
And also, prior to the Christmas game, I believe they had the second easiest schedule to start off the year
to
in basketball.
Off with, right. Hardest to finish.
When LeBron came back, they had the third hardest schedule to close out the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were in fourth on Christmas Day, and they beat the Warriors. But I think we've seen this year, the Warriors have a lot of nights where they just give a bleep.
No, they're poor.
Absolutely. Last night, you could tell they didn't want to get swept by the Rockets, and they came out and they... I thought Boogie played his best game as a Warrior.
Watched the whole game last night. He was absolutely he was outstanding last night. And that's why no one's beating them. Nobody is beating them. They were on a bit of a mission. The score at the end seems like it was close. It really wasn't. Like I said earlier, Golden State got out to a big lead, 17 points. Yeah, early. Nice run by Houston. You knew they were going to take a lead for a second. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then it got a little close at the end. But you just felt like no way was Golden State losing that game. I never felt like they were going to lose that game last night.
So do we – okay, so let's assume the Lakers
– Also remember, the Rockets were a shell of themselves in the beginning of the season as well. They were trying to figure out how does this Carmelo Anthony fit into how we're playing. They're still trying to get over losing Trevor Ariza, which I
– Big loss.
That guy was a – fantastic player and just the right type of swing man for the Rockets. Athletic enough where he could guard 1 through 4, most fives that you're going to face, not the Jokic's of the world, but that, you know, kind of hybrid five that across the league. He was good enough to do that. He could hit the open three, but he didn't need the ball. He was the perfect piece, and I don't know why they let him walk.
Yeah. Bobby D says
the Phoenix, nonetheless.
On the text line, Bobby D says injuries did play a major factor. The AD trade hurt them, as well as the inability of Lakers to bring in a star while LBJ was injured to help maintain the four. See, look, I know obviously injuries played a bit of a factor. Forget the AD trade.
It was not going to happen.
They did not have the juice to do it.
They offered everything they could.
They didn't have enough. Yeah. So I take that totally out of the equation.
Right. All right, so
and it got worse as it got worse for them as the situation unfolded and the season moved on. And other guys
and Bobby D keeps texting in. Jordan also swept by Larry Bird, lost to Shaq with the Magic. Yeah, but that was number 45.
Wait a second, Jordan got swept by Bird in his rookie or
second year. That was early.
But he scored 63 on him one game and lost. But he scored.
The point
63.
I'm going to make here is that Jordan was in the playoffs to get swept. LeBron is not going to have that opportunity this year.
Right.
I have no doubts that if they made it to the first round, they'd get swept by Golden State, but they're not going to get that far.
So how does this end for LeBron? Okay, we're not getting Anthony Davis. We're not getting Paul George. We're not getting Kawhi Leonard. He's going to be in year two of the four-year deal next year, a year older. Does he just wither away as a Laker unceremoniously? Does he get traded to another piece where he's like a role guy, former superstar? How does it end for LeBron?
I think this offseason's going to be big for LeBron just because the guy can finally get like a prolonged period of rest.
Yeah.
Which I don't think he's ever had in his career. He hasn't had in the last decade.
Right.
Like, I mean, that guy has gotten to the finals every single year, playing into the middle of June every year.
So you think we got one more glimpse of good LeBron?
That's on top of playing a full 82-game schedule last season. I think that managing his minutes the last, 5 weeks of the regular season?
Yeah.
That paired with a long off season.
Yeah.
He's going to come back as fresh as we've seen LeBron James next year.
Okay.
I think that bodes well for the Lakers, but...
Let's hope he doesn't tear the other groin.
He can't get to the playoffs by himself in the West. He's got to either mend a lot of fences or a lot of relationships in that locker room.
But it ain't coming from Lonzo Ball or Kuzma possibly, but they... You know, that team, I think that team's a mess right now.
Can I throw this out there? You said it doesn't come from Lonzo Ball. And again, they did have the easy schedule in the first half of the season. But Lonzo was playing. Lonzo's never going to score a lot, but he does do the other things. And they were winning games with Lonzo and LeBron together. I'm just throwing it out there.
No,
but I'm not dying on this hill, but maybe Lonzo can help.
8-6-3. Brings up the best point. We've talked about this, but he reiterates it. And the trade hurt the team because they didn't get him because it destroyed all locker room chemistry, in my opinion. You're right. That's what
Absolutely.
It was. Everybody hated him because he wanted to trade the whole team.
But how is that
Davis.
How is that going to get better before
it's
next
not,
off
it's
season?
Not. It's not. That's the biggest factor. That's the big point right
it's
there.
Not like the team's going to hang out and play reindeer games all summer long together and build camaraderie.
You know, I think a guy like Josh Hart, a guy who can hit an open three-pointer, The perfect type of player to play alongside LeBron.
Well, that's exactly what Magic did not put around LeBron James. I mean, LeBron needs to kick out to shooters. He's got none of that in L.A.
But here's and this is also interesting. Last night's game, and they blew out the Bulls. Who cares? Lakers plan to scale back James' minutes for the remainder of the year, with a 32-minute range being the guidepost. Coach Luke Walton was prepared to sub James back into the game last night with 3 minutes in the fourth quarter and his team up by 10, sending him to the scorer's table to check in. If the lead dwindled into single digits, James was prepared to close things out and bring his minutes total to 36 or more if an overtime session was needed. Walton said he was going back in. He understood that depending on how that one or two baskets went while he was at the scorer's table, he's going to finish the game out for us, and he wants to. But when we went on that run, we put him back on the bench. Mm. And this was from Tuesday's game. So Tuesday's game obviously was meaningless because the Bulls are 30 games under 500. But
and we kind of talked about this with Vince Carter, like on the 42 years old on the Hawks, and he's playing with a bunch of 20, 21, 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, what are the conversations like? I think LeBron's getting to that point, like where there's two separate locker rooms within the Lakers locker room.
Right.
You got the young guys who were there prior to 2018, who were drafted high in the draft and were kind of building a chemistry with one another.
Right.
And then you bring in a guy like Rondo, who's very divisive. You got LeBron in there, Lance Stephenson. Like, you've almost got two locker rooms within the Lakers locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely the case. And, you know, an impossible situation for Luke Walton. But, yeah, I'm really curious to think forward how it ends for LeBron.
609 says Ball, James, Kuzma, Ingram played 15 games together. That's it. They had the best defensive efficiency rating in the NBA went together.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see who they played against. Do you get the feeling that say LeBron didn't miss his 17 games, would they be that much? Would they be 6.5 games still behind Utah? Or would, all right, maybe not. Maybe they're fighting for the eighth seed. Maybe they pick up 4 games. I don't think it's much more than that, especially after that deal where chemistry was blown away after the Anthony Davis malfunction.
I'd love to continue this conversation. Plus, new rules for baseball that may intrigue you as well, and we'll get you updated on the college basketball tournaments and the Players' Championship. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app, and on Facebook Live. A little country hoedown for you here. Watching golf, watching college basketball. It's a good day. We're doing it for you, because I know some of you have to work today. That's what we do. Coming up, Rick Oro will be on our Sports Business Insider at the 5 o'clock hour. Always an entertaining conversation. And for all of you listening, you are all personally invited to join us at the Backyard Beer Garden at Cape Coral tomorrow, 2 to 6.
It'll be a blast.
Doing the show there live. Come on by.
Beautiful day. Come by. Say hello. Have some great specials going on, too.
Get some good eats. All right.
Oh, I'm very excited for that
cheesesteak. And, yes, bonus, Chris is coming with us this time. Sometimes he's with us, sometimes he's not when we're on the road doing our show on the road.
Rick Church will be back in here.
That's right.
Pressing buttons.
Haven't seen Rick in a while. I guess I still won't see him.
You won't see him tomorrow either.
Right.
I'll hear him.
We can talk to him
tomorrow. Sure. It's all good. All right. Baseball spring training going on. By the way,
breaking news.
My Tigers beat your Red Sox the other day, 4-3. Very pleased about that. Do we have breaking news for real?
Yes, this is for real.
I thought the breaking news was my Tigers won. All right. Breaking news! Breaking news!
Miami Dolphins have reached an agreement with quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, hang on a second.
Not breaking news. Stop the music.
Oh, did you get...
No.
Penalty
box!
I didn't say it. Nope.
You got had.
I got had.
Penalty box, two minutes.
I didn't say it. Thank God I didn't say it. Did not
say it. Wow. You got had.
No, I didn't. No. Well,
you were duped.
It saw ESPN radio pop up, and then it's okay. Other people tweeted it for it, too. I didn't tweet it out. Thank God.
Wow.
Wow. Other people have already. No, that was not going to be. It was fake. My bad.
Is that the Adarn Schefter?
No, it was ESPN Radio that has 34 followers. It said Teddy Bridgewater was going to get 2 years and $50 million.
2 years, 50?
50.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have known that was fake.
Sorry.
It was right there.
I glanced at it quickly, and that's my bad for not.
Huh. Wow.
So.
Glad I didn't do that.
I'm glad I stopped myself.
Well.
I did. I didn't retweet it.
It's a mid-stop. It's a half a penalty. Like, if we were the Dan Lebatard show, that would not be a $2 fine. It'd be
a
$1
really
fine.
Good about that
stuff.
It'd
be a timeout in the hallway of the penalty
But
box.
Only 1 minute, not 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Others have retweeted it. They're going to be in trouble.
239. Are you kidding me, Pete?
Sorry. No penalty. But sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I usually pre-read everything, fake accounts, all that
you
stuff.
You didn't do it that time.
I didn't. I saw ESPN Radio.
Rip it and read it.
And
blue check mark? Nope.
Nope. 34 followers.
No, 34 followers.
They're all 34 of them, huh? No. They were getting retweets on that.
They're going to get banned. After
are you one of 34 followers
no,
on
I
a fake
not.
ESPN radio
I am
account?
Not. I am not.
Tiger Woods, 264 yards out. Is this the eighth or the ninth hole?
Ninth into a par five.
By the way, wind in his face from right to left, of course, across your TV screen.
Wind doesn't look like it's in his face. Wow, big slinging.
Over the trees, and it looks like you're going to make the... Nope, he didn't just miss
almost
it.
Hit the rake. And the hazard.
One thing, though, the Vikings are going to re-sign.
Are you sure?
Deal with Everson Griffin. Yes, I am.
Is this somebody with eight Twitter followers?
No, Everson Griffin, the one that had all those.
Do we have to treat
issues.
Pete like Ian Rappaport?
Stop it.
Now,
I didn't read it.
A second source?
I didn't give you years or money until after I caught myself, okay?
Something seemed wrong when Teddy Bridgewater was getting 2 for $50, huh?
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Slightly.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we'll get into some more of these baseball rules that have been tweaked. Some of them are good. Also more free agency news around the NFL, real news. But we'll take care of all that as we continue with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.